So what are you doing when you're dancing? What are you doing? You are adorning the clothing of the spirits. You are focusing on them consciously while the body shifts its frequency and is freed to become a different frequency. But consciousness in its focus will become the bison, and it will know all the answers. It will have the knowledge of the lesser things in a greater order. So the medicine men and the witch doctor and the priest, the mighty priest, had this holy ability. Holy. Now, where did all the rigmarole and rites come in? Because the entity, the medicine man, the witch doctor, and the priest, the master or the student, had to prepare him or herself for the release of their image. So they were purified and they went through the processes of purification. And what were they purifying? They were going to get rid of this. And so they would sweat and fast and build fires and look upon them. They would drink magic herbs or sacred water, or they would lay naked and be anointed with oil, or they would walk through fire. All of that was to just get rid of this so this could occur at that magical moment. Building a fire. Dancing around the fire. What was that about? That was getting rid of thinking. That was getting rid of thinking to become this. All of that was done to get rid of this. So the spirit could be engaged. And behold, the rains, they do come. Because consciousness is Lord of this realm. So what about this focus and making this mask? Why was it important that you did so? And that you did it alone? And that you did it with your own hands? And that you put your own energy into it? Because you were going through the rites of purity to get ready to do a dance that all day you've been preparing to surrender so it could happen. You are, as it were, reaching the spirits of this plane and becoming them. Now, a masterful dancer can do that in absolute focus and then move into the dance, and in a whirlwind of exotic movement, become that which he focuses upon within moments. Because he or she are so pliable and they are so well trained that this obeys immediately. Because this is steadfast, will is steadfast. Perhaps they have spent a lot of time in stillness. Yes, that's it. That they are Lord over their bodies and they can make them do anything. You can have them sit still and run large needles through their neck, all the way through their bodies. They can eat glass, drink poison. It will never affect them. How do they do that? By the same way that you're doing this. So what was the importance here? And what ancient rite have you learned? That you have the ability to be Lord of this world and to communicate and to change anything, to make life grander. It's already been miserable. It needs to be grand. When you move out here and you are focused and you start to dance, you dance to dislodge the image. And you dance that every movement is to dislodge the image, to bring power unto your being, that you can surrender all that you think for the glory of becoming that which is what you adorn. If consciousness is glorified in a human body, it is also glorified in a morning flower. Indeed, in a morning dove, indeed, into that which is termed a hind, into that which is termed the flames of a fire, into that which is termed the morning star. Tonight, you came closer to understanding for the first time what all of that magic was so long ago about. All those sweat lodges, all of the priests' sacred temples, and what purification really meant. It was stilling the mind so a miracle could happen. And the most prized entity in any tribe or any sovereign country, any civilization, was the entity that had the ability to do this. They were revered and respected and loved above all people because they could move into a dance and bring the rains, or they could stay sickness. Well, they had the ability to find favor with God. A dimensional being, indeed. Tomorrow night, same time, same mask, same place. You.